Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man program here on Wednesday, the 7th of September of 2021. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man. And it is honestly good to be with you, wherever you may be tuning in from, however you may be tuning in. And I am thankful to God that you would make the determination to tune in tonight, wherever you may be tuning in from, because honestly, it means a lot that you would be, that you would want to tune in to the program like this. And so as I always say, you know, however you found us, wherever you're tuning in from, and this makes me happy that you would make that determination to tune in like this. As they always say, however you found us from wherever you found us. That's the way I like to say it. However from wherever. And it really pleases me. And so, praise God. And so, with the start of fall, I wanted to remind you of something. Dairy Queen is coming out with new Blizzard flavors, including pumpkin pie. Yes, that's your favorite, Brittany. Yes, it is.
Pumpkin?
Yes.
Nope.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
And cinnamon roll centers. Could you go with that, maybe?
No.
That? What? You don't love cinnamon rolls? What's the but? Well, I don't know if they do that. I wish that they would have Paintball Blast. Because I like me some Paintball Blast ice cream. Maybe if they had a Paintball Blast Blizzard, that would be super great if they had something like that, because honestly, I really like something like that. If you were to be honest. And so, as they say, yeah. So it's going at your local Dairy Queen. Now, have you ever been to one of the Texas Dairy Queens?
No.
They have this thing called DQ Texas. Now, they're known for the food a lot at DQ Texas.
Really?
Apparently.
Because I hate Dairy Queen food.
Why?
Because your burgers taste like crap.
Probably in Texas they don't. But I've been told everything's bigger in Texas. And I wish the Texas winners could be just like the Florida ones. Because I'd be there, like, for a week in the winter. Because I've been told Texas is a food state. Place with great food. And and all the other great stuff about Texas that I think makes it super great. And of course, great football, because Texas is known for great football. And so that's I think it's a great thing. Now, I had seen something a few days ago. So the other day I saw a sign at the gym, and it was asking, what is Forrest Gump's password? You know what it is? One Forrest One. I like that. And another funny sign I saw there was one that said, Monday to Friday are weekdays. Saturday and Sunday, strong days. I thought that was cute when I saw that thing. That weekends, instead of being weekends, they're strong days. So that's one I honestly thought was cute. They put it on a certain board. Did you ever see those signs like that when you had been in there?
Yes.
What did yours, what
I
was...
I don't remember.
You had seen certain signs like that before, though, that were in there?
Yeah.
You don't know what they said, though?
No. They were little Laffy Taffy jokes.
They were, what about them?
They're like Laffy Taffy jokes.
What do you mean by Laffy Taffys?
I know the Laffy Taffys do little jokes on them.
They were joking about Laffy Taffys?
No.
Then, what were they then?
They're like the jokes that are on the back of the Laffy Taffy.
The Laffy Taffy, does that have a joke on them?
Yeah.
What are they usually?
Like the ones that are on the popsicle sticks, you know?
So does that have a joke on them?
Some of them do.
Only some?
Yeah, like certain brands.
Oh. Like what were some of the popsicle ones?
Like, it was a funny home, and
but apparently there were some funny ones. Because nonetheless, I think that kind of gimmick stuff is funny. You know, because sometimes there really are some good ones. I honestly believe that.
Why don't lobsters share?
Why?
Because they are shellfish.
I like that. The fish won't share is because they're not exactly selfish, but they are shellfish, which is...
What has a head, a tail, but no body?
What?
A coin.
Oh!
What gets wet while it dries?
What?
A towel.
Yeah, so it's getting wet while it's drying you off, which is funny. You're like...
When does a doctor get mad?
When?
When he runs out of patients.
It makes sense, because, you know, he... when he doesn't have any patience left to see.
What is the best way to keep your water from running?
What's the best way to keep your water from running? What is it?
Don't pay the water bill.
Uh-oh!
Mm. See, that's what I mean.
Yeah, the
little dad jokes.
Some of which are actually funny, though. Other ones, like the water bill one, is kind of cheesy. I think the water bill one is kind of cheesy. Like, it's to keep your water from running away from you.
What do you call a cow with tracks?
What is it?
Beef jerky.
As you can see, there are multiple different ones, but my favorites are still the ones I saw at Planet Fitness, because, like, the One Forest one, and it was...
I'll be back. I'm running downstairs.
What's volume layer? You got pizza?
Do
you got some ice cream for me?
No.
What? I just want some ice cream. That's all I'm worried about. Don't worry about that, listeners. I'm just, you know, lugging something. But me dreaming about ice cream. Of course. So, you know, summer and fall blend together right now in my mind a little bit. Right now, because we're in that little time frame, like those 2 weeks or so, where summer and fall can kind of blend together. Because we have some, you know, kind of summery temperatures outside, but at the same time starting to acknowledge that the fall time is here / coming. So I think it's kind of neat when you have that little time frame like that, when you can have the two seasons kind of blend like that. Makes it kind of cool. So I'm going to get right into the announcements that I usually do right now, because of it being the start of football, being the start of the NFL season, and that, want to have a little more time on Football Central to make some predictions. So the first thing I want you to take note of is that about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how great the Lord Jesus has been to me through my life. And honestly, I don't know what I'd do without him. I wouldn't make it. I wouldn't have made it without him. And he has helped me through so much in my life. But I don't know what I would do without him. You can go online to the website, Rivers of Miracles, to find out information about how the book can be a blessing into your life. Rivers, RIVERS, of miracles.com. The other thing that I would like to remind you of really quick is about the He's about the PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. And let me tell you something. Whenever you sow a seed, I pray over that seed. I really do, and it's not just something that I just think about and go, should I or shouldn't I? No. I pray for that seed. I thank God for that seed. And so what you do on the website is you on paypal.com is in the search bar, you can type in my name, Rivers Shukla. Rivers, R-I-R-Y-V-E-R-S, and the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind, there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. Yes, there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. So please make a note of that. The other thing that I want you to take note of is that the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. So if you would please just make a note of that. Kindly. And the verse I want to sow into your life tonight is where it says, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Not according to the stock market, not according to all these other circumstances, the ups and downs of the day, the gas prices, the, you know, the inflation, deflation, you know, whatever's going on economically. Nope. According to his riches and glory. Amen. And so now, I want to get into the few songs, and then then I want to get into the word of the Lord, and then we will have our sports football central tonight. I want to scream it out from every mountain top. Your mercy knows no bounds. Your goodness never stops. Your mercy follows me. Your kindness fills my life. Your love amazes me. And I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good to me, and I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good to me, Lord. Mm-hmm. Nothing and no one comes anywhere close to you. The earth and oceans deep only reflect this truth. In my darkest hour, you shine as bright as day. Your love amazes me. And I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good to me, and I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good, good to me. Yeah, yeah. Oh, in with a cry of praise, my life will proclaim, you are good, you are good. And in the sun or rain, my life celebrate, you are good. Yes, you are good. And with a cry of praise, my heart will proclaim, you are good. You are good. And with the sun or rain, my life celebrate, you are good, you are good. And I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good, you are good to me. And I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good to me, and I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good to me, and I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good, and you are good to me, yes. Let our praise be a weapon. Let our songs be a sign. We are here for you. We are here for you. Let your word move in power. Let what's dead come to life. We are here for you. We are here for you. Home to you, our hearts are open. Nothing here is hidden. You are our mighty God. You alone are holy. You alone are worthy, God. You are mighty God. Let our shout be a weapon. Let our praise be a sign. We are here for you. We are here for you. Let our praise be a weapon. Let what's dead come to life. We are here for you. We are here for you. You, our hearts are open. Nothing here is hidden. You, Almighty God. You alone are holy. You alone are worthy, God. You are mighty, God. To you our hearts are open. Nothing here is hidden. You are mighty, God. You alone are holy. You alone are worthy, God. You are mighty, God. Let our shout be your anthem. Let our song be a sign we are here for you. We are here for you. Let your word move in power. Let what's dead come to life. We are here for you. Yes, Lord, we are here for you. To you our hearts are open. Nothing here is hidden. You are mighty, God. You alone are holy. You alone are worthy, God. You're mighty, God. To you our hearts are open. Nothing here is hidden. You are mighty, God. You alone are holy. You alone are worthy, God. You are mighty, God. Let your fire fall. Let your fire fall. Let it fall. Let it fall. We welcome you with praise. We welcome you with praise. Almighty God of love, we welcome you in this place. With every heart adore, let every song await. Almighty God above, be welcome in this place. We welcome you with praise. We welcome you with praise. Almighty God above, we welcome in this place. Let every heart adore. Let every song awake. Almighty God above, be welcome in this place. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. You are here, moving in our midst. We worship you. I worship you. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. We worship you. I worship you. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper,
Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Oh, you are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing blinded eyes. I worship you. Yes, I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing blinded eyes. I worship you. Oh, I worship you. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. 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 Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. That is Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You stop, you never stop working. You never stop, You never stop working, even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. No, no, you never stop. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master, for your hand upon us. Thank you, Master, that you are the miracle worker. You are. The promise keeper. You are. You make a way where there seems to be no way. You are the light in our dark, in the darkness. That's who you are. That's who you are. We sing about you. Thank you, Master, for what you are tonight to every one of us. Those of us who know you. Thank you, Lord God, that you are moving in our midst. Thank you for every listener, every single listener who has made that determination to turn and tune in to this broadcast to learn something about you tonight. Thank you, Master, that they would be ready to focus on you and what you have for them. Thank you that you are meeting each and every need represented by these listeners. Because even though I don't know what they need, you do. And I thank you, Master, for that, that you're meeting every one of these needs. That you're healing our bodies. You're strengthening our minds. You're moving in our midst. Because I know that you know what all we have need of. Thank you that you're meeting each and every one of these needs represented by all of these listeners. And as I said, thank you that you anoint the ears of these listeners to hear the word. And that thank you that you've anointed me to teach this word tonight. And now I make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming in to your kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen and amen. Let's make our confession before we open the word tonight. This is my body. Let's now say this with me, listeners, like you mean it. Now, I can't hear you, obviously, because we are, of course, I'm where I'm at. You are where you are. But this is time to be engaged. So let's say it.
This is my Bible. I am what the Word says I am. I have what the Word says I can have. I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It's more than a religious book to me. It is more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe, out loud, I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In Jesus' name. Turn with me, please, to the book of Isaiah. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen, Isaiah. And I want to look at chapter 56. And I want to start with verse 1. Hold on. Let's go to 55. I'm going to read both of these chapters. Neither one of these is too overly long. So, praise God. Isaiah 55. And I want to start with verse 1. And I want to encourage you, those of you at home, or wherever you are, whatever I do for the next little while, you do. I pray, you pray. If I sing again, you sing. If I shout, you shout. Just be a part. So, Isaiah 55, verse 1, NIV, I'm going to start reading. Come, all ye who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come. Buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me. Eat what is good. And your soul in the riches of Pharaoh. Give ear and come to me. Hear me. So that your soul may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. See, I've made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations that do not know you will hasten to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man hurt his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on him. And by our God, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, the Lord says. Neither are your ways my way, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. as the rain and the SNOW come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud, flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for food for the eater. So is my word, which goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire, and I achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you. The trees of the field will clap their hands instead of the thorn bush, or grow the pine tree instead of briars. This will be for the Lord's praise, for an everlasting song, which will not be destroyed. Let's look at chapter 56 now. This is what the Lord says. Maintain justice. Do what is right. For my salvation is close at hand. My righteousness will soon be revealed. Blessed is the man who does this. The man who holds it fast. The man who keeps the Sabbath without desecrating it. Keeps his hand from doing any evil. Let no foreigner who has bound himself, the Lord say, the Lord will surely exclude me from his people. And let not any complain. I am only a dry tree. For this is what the Lord says to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbath, who choose what pleases me and hold fast to my covenant. To them I will give within my temple and its walls a memorial and a name better than sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that will not be cut off. The foreigners who bend themselves to the Lord to serve him, and then bind themselves to the Lord to love the name of the Lord, to worship him, all who keep the Sabbath without desecrating it, and who hold fast to my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain, and will give them joy in my house of prayer. These burnt offerings and sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. Sovereign Lord declares, he who gathers the exiles of Israel, I will gather still others to them besides these already gathered. Come, all ye beasts of the field. Come and devour, all ye beasts of the forest. Israel's watchmen are blind. They all lack knowledge. They are mute dogs. They cannot bark. They lie around the dream and dream. They love to sleep. They are dogs with mighty aptitudes. They never have enough. They are shepherds for lack of understanding. turn to their own way. Each seeks his own gain. Come, each one, so let me get mine. Let us drink our fill of beer, and tomorrow it will be like today, or even far better. The righteous perish, no one ponders it in his heart. Devout men are taken away. No one understands that the righteous are taken away to be spared from evil. Those who walk uprightly enter into peace. They find rest as they lie in death. Now, what you see here that we read about is, so God, Jesus is a savior. We see God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believeth in the Lord shall not perish, but shall have eternal life. But not for the wicked. Now, to the wicked, we read tonight where it said, let the wicked man, let him turn to the Lord. Let him repent of his ways. Let him turn away from his wicked ways. In other manner, Jesus, let him turn to the Lord. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Not seek all that voodoo stuff and all that palm readers, all that other stuff that people can seek to try to find guidance. Or trying to play these crazy Ouija boards. I don't know nothing about them. I haven't played them. But I know they're not good. But I trust in the Lord my God. And he says, to the wicked, stop sinning. Turn to God. Seek the Lord while he may be found. And then what we see where it says, let him turn to the Lord. Not let him turn to all this other stuff. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord. He will have mercy on him by our God, for he will freely. And then he says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. His thoughts, what do you think? What God thinks about you is higher than what you think about you. Even those of you who think well of yourself. He said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. He's saying, come with me. Move higher. Come to a better place. I think of where it says, of another verse that we didn't read tonight, where it says, draw nigh unto God. Draw near unto God, and he will draw near to you. isn't that a great system? You draw near to God. He will draw near to you. Amen. Isn't it great to know you don't have to go to hell? You don't have to go to hell. You don't have to go to hell. Furthermore, why would you want to go to hell? We were walking through the mall, one of the best malls in the entire state. Depending on what you consider one of the best malls, but we were in one of the most visited malls in the entire state of Michigan. We saw someone with a sign that said Hellfire Club. When I was going by, it was my mom. Someone was wearing that certain sign. And I'm thinking, why would they want to wear a sign like that? And my mom told me what it said. And I'm like, why would they want to do that? Why would they want to go to hell and burn forever? And I was thinking, now, what it should have been, and I wish it was it said like how to be free from hellfire, have your sins forgiven, because they come to Jesus. Be forgiven of your sins. Return to the Lord. And I was thinking, why would they want to burn in hellfire forever? That's where they're going. They don't change their ways. That's where they're going. They are. If they don't change their ways and repent of their sins and ask God for mercy. But if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit and get into that kind of stuff, you're not going to be forgiven of that. Then at that point, you're done. But he also says, you know, if you're hungry, come to me, eat, drink. And he'll learn of my ways. That's what God is saying to these people. So you should want it. Those of you who don't know Jesus, you should want to be saved. You should want to tell your relatives about Jesus and others you know. What if the average Christian in a year would win at least three souls, or four, or five? Just imagine. So many of us haven't even won one in our lifetime. So many have not even won. So many Christians have not even won one soul to Jesus in their lifetime. And you know what? The only thing you can take with you to heaven is people. Now, I love to tease and joke about this whole thing of, will there be donuts in heaven? Will there be other sweets in heaven? Will there be, you know, McDonald's and, you know, different fast food and other great, yummy food in heaven? And I always think, you know, Yeah, but it'll be better than it is here. And by better, I mean, you know, tastier. But obviously, we can't take it with us. Whatever you store up on the earth, you cannot take it with you to heaven. Jesus said, therefore, store up treasures in heaven. Store up treasures in heaven. Not treasures on the earth. And people are the only thing we can take with us to heaven. People. Souls. So, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, now's your time to give your life to Christ, to be one of those that we've read about. Doesn't matter what all you've done. Maybe you've even done something so bad that maybe you're in prison. Maybe you're tuning in from prison or something like that. But you can give your life to Jesus right now. And he changed from hellfire, where the worm never dies, the fire is never quenched, and you burn forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. You can go from that to heaven and being with Jesus, everlasting, forever and ever and ever. And ever, as long as hell. Hell lasts just as long as heaven. It's for eternity. There's no purgatory. There's no in between. You're going to one of these two places. Do not say anything that you don't mean. This is very serious. Say nothing that you don't mean, please. Heavenly Father, I confess you as the Lord as the Lord of my life. I ask you to make me into a new person. Make me into a new, if you're a man, say man. If you're a woman, say woman. I ask you to make me into a new man. I ask you to come into my heart. Make me who you want me to be. Change me. Fix me. I am tired of living for myself and for this world. Show me how to be like you. Show me your ways, that I may dwell in. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Doesn't that feel wonderful? Now, what you just did there, if you did that, if you made the confession with me, maybe you prayed because I said pray it, maybe you rededicated your life to Christ. Or maybe you prayed that prayer for the first time and gave your life to Jesus. Well, that prayer, what you just did there, costed you no money, only took a few seconds, and hey, it didn't hurt. It didn't hurt a bit. Depending on what they did at your last doctor's appointment, you probably felt more pain at your last doctor's appointment. My point of saying, no pain. Painless. But these people who gave their life to Christ for the first time, their destiny changed. Of course. Got off the wrong road and got on the right road. And chose salvation over damnation. And you know, folks, the angels in heaven, whether you've given your life, whether you rededicated your life to Christ and decided to come back home, or maybe you gave your life to Christ for the first time. Well, the angels in heaven are throwing a huge party right now. They're shouting, clapping. They're like, well, welcome to the kingdom of God. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word tonight. Thank you that your word is life. Your word brings life. Thank you that you, Jesus, that you are our Savior, that you save our souls. Thank you that we would have it in us to tell other people about Jesus, to win souls. And I thank you, Master, for that. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen. Praise God. Now, it's time for Football Central, which will generally take place on each and every Monday and Wednesday night here throughout the football season.
Oh, I don't know.
Hey. But anyhow, so welcome to Football Central. You know, a lot about football and make predictions for some games coming. Now, before I get into this week in football, which will, by the way, be the first week of the NFL, let me tell you this. And what I must tell you is, how did we do last week on our picks? Well, I said Midland would lose to Mount Pleasant. They did. I said Dow would beat Saginaw. They did. I said Michigan would beat Colorado State. That's what we did. I said State would beat Western. They did. 4 out of 4. The previous week, 1 out of 2. So right now, we're running at 5 out of 6. Very good. Yes. This week, we have a full slate of games to pick. As I have generally been picking 6 games per week. And as we get later on, there can be some bonus picks from either college or pro, depending. So generally it's 6 plus bonus. So, first, Friday night, Midland goes down to Flint Township to take on the Flint Common Ainsworth Cavaliers. Midland is looking to match their win total from last year with their second win. Common Ainsworth is looking for their first win of the year. Keys to the game, Midland must stop the penalties and must use their opportunities that they're given. Take advantage of the opportunities that they're given, not have missed opportunities like what they had this past game. So those are Midland's keys to the game. Stop with the penalties
and the missed opportunities. Cut down on the fumbles. They can do that, and I think they will work on that. My prediction, comic books, 37. Common, I mean, Chevy Cavalier, 12. So my prediction is Midland will be Common Ainsworth 37 to 12. Midland Dow, taking on Bay City Central. Both of them had a loss in week one. Both of them had a nice win in week two. This could be interesting to watch. It really could be. My honest prediction. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 28. Never Cry Wolf, 24. I really do think that this could very much be a hard-fought game, both sides. So that's what I'm anticipating. One more note on high school. Every team in our division, the Saginaw Valley League North, every team in the Saginaw Valley League North, with the exception of Mount Pleasant. Every team right now is one win, one loss. Nobody has no loss. Nobody has no wins. So that's an interesting note to have in week two, by week two, which goes to show you our division has the possibility to be extremely competitive, extremely competitive. So there's not much parity, I don't think. But that's just my observation based on what this meant. Things could change as we get later on. I'm sure there'll be more separation. We'll have to wait and see. Now, college. Michigan, number 5, Michigan, taking on Hawaii at the Big House, 8 o'clock, Saturday. Expecting another big blowout by Michigan. So give me winning against 48, 7 pineapple, 10. I also expect a nice win from Michigan State in their game that they play. NFL, the season begins tomorrow with the Rams taking on the Bills. Now, you may remember back in last football season, the Bills almost upset the Chiefs. Almost. But you know who would upset the Chiefs? Who did? The Bengals. And the Who Day goes to take on the Steelers, the Men of Steel, on Sunday. The first game that I'm going to pick is Lions, Eagles in Philadelphia. Lions look to have their second season with Goff. Hopefully Goff is ready to improve on last year. As they, even though they started off 0-10-1, they started to get better later on. My hope is that positive momentum can continue. So, the Eagles, they've been decent. But I think I can expect some decent things from the Lions. We'll have to wait and see. My honest prediction. Roaring Lion, 26. Fly Like an Eagle, 22. So Lion, 26-22 is my prediction for that. Now, Vikings, Packers. No. That's what I'm going to pick. I'm going to pick Sunday night. No, I am going to pick Vikings, Packers. A key NFC North matchup. Packers, they ended up doing well last year. My honest prediction, ahead of the pack, 24, Revenge of the Vikings, 17. So my picks again, so my winners again. Midland, Dow, Michigan, Michigan State, Detroit Lions, Green Bay Packers. We'll see how we do on Monday night. Till next time, I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. Psalm 91, I'll say that no plague shall come nigh us or our dwelling. You have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drug or drunk drive, no rapist, no burglar, no murderer, no suicide, no fire, flood, crash, no rapist, no sickness, no disease, no COVID, no terror, none of this evil stuff will come near us, our immediate loved ones. For you've given us great peace and great joy and prosperity to be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Amen. I sure love you. And until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.